underneath my American face. Gramps, through all the years of layoffs and callbacks, you worked in the factory laboring endless from your first day in Detroit until you retired from the Dodge main line 33 years later. Gramps, I sometimes wondered what your life could possibly have been with the exact same breakfast every day at 5:30 a.m., two fried eggs, bacon, toast, and coffee with condensed milk. Gramps, they say a man is measured by his soul. I did know that yours was dark and blue, but I never really understood much more of who you really were. Gramps, who loved me more than any real father loves a son, I see you now in an old black and white photograph standing next to the neighbor's brand new DeSoto with their small travel trailer. All the while I knew the only important thing to you was the sweet, dedicated woman whom you loved for over 50 years. Gramps, you were always the one I admired. You lived exactly what you believed. Hard work, a paycheck to keep life balanced and going, and an occasional small treasured kiss. You never needed much, Gramps, because you knew, as I am learning now, it was never about you. How silent your joy must have been alone in your old battered Chrysler that you drove back and forth to work at the plant. Like your own life, it was enough to get you from here to there, with nothing at all waiting for you at the end other than a life well lived and complete.